Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like that fire in your belly has fizzled out and all you want to do is hit the snooze button on life? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're diving into something super important, how to stay motivated when that little voice inside whispers, just quit. You know that feeling when it starts raining negativity and your willpower feels like a flimsy umbrella? Well, let me tell you, motivation isn't always sunshine and rainbows. It's more like a roller coaster with unexpected dips and turns. But the good news is, there are ways to navigate those drops and keep that excitement going. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer that quit monster and reignite your spark. First off, recognize that motivation isn't a constant state. It's more like energy. It fluctuates. Some days you'll feel unstoppable. Other days you'll feel like wading through mud. That's totally normal. The key is to understand this ebb and flow and plan for those dips. Think of it like prepping for a marathon. You wouldn't run the whole thing at full speed, right? Speaking of planning, let's talk about setting SMART goals. We're not talking about those vague resolutions that disappear faster than your New Year's enthusiasm. We're talking about specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. When you break down your big dreams into smaller, manageable steps, it becomes less daunting. Imagine trying to climb Mount Everest without a roadmap. Pretty intimidating, right? SMART goals are your roadmap to success. They give you that clear direction and sense of accomplishment as you tick things off your list. Now, let's get real for a second. Sometimes the quit monster comes knocking because we get stuck in a rut. It's like watching reruns on repeat. Same old story, same old emotions. To combat this, try shaking things up. Spice up your routine, learn something new, or even just take a different route to work. A little change can go a long way in reigniting that spark of curiosity and motivation. Next up, let's talk about celebrating wins, big and small. You know, I'm not talking about just posting on Instagram, though. Hey, if that motivates you, go for it. I mean truly savoring those achievements, acknowledging your effort, and giving yourself a pat on the back. Celebrating wins keeps you focused on progress, builds confidence, and reminds you why you started in the first place. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We're all human. We have good days and bad days. There will be times when motivation feels like a distant memory. When that happens, don't beat yourself up. Take a deep breath, remind yourself of your goals, and try again tomorrow. Progress isn't always linear. It's more like climbing a mountain with some unexpected detours. Just keep moving forward, one step at a time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've been working on this project for weeks, pouring your heart and soul into it. But now the deadline is looming, and suddenly that quit monster rears its ugly head. Doubt creeps in, energy wanes, and all you want to do is hide under the covers and pretend this never happened. But remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed? You've set SMART goals, broken down the project into manageable chunks, and celebrated each milestone along the way. You know that feeling of accomplishment fuels your motivation. Plus, you've been switching up your routine to avoid getting stuck in a rut, maybe even taking quick power naps or listening to some upbeat music during work breaks. Remember, being kind to yourself is crucial too. Even if you feel like you're struggling, acknowledge your effort and remind yourself that it's okay to take a step back when needed. That feeling of accomplishment? That's what keeps you going. You see the finish line? Remember why you started this journey and push through those last few hurdles. Boom! You nailed it! Listen, staying motivated isn't about being superhuman. It's about developing these strategies, implementing them consistently, and celebrating your wins along the way. Remember, even small victories deserve recognition. So keep going, keep pushing, and never forget that you've got this. Now go out there, conquer those goals, and remember to share your triumphs with me on social media using the Discipline Switch. See you in the next episode, where we'll be diving into another awesome topic that will help you level up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.